A recently proposed supplemental budget will include funding for struggling hospitals and provisions to aid in the school nursing shortage. Joining us this morning to discuss this further is one of the bill's supporters, State Representative Matthew Moratori. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we get to the bill, we, of course, have been reporting on the State House evacuation yesterday. Were you impacted by that at all?
Yeah, it was actually, Dan. I was there all day yesterday, and we actually had an alarm go off at 11 o'clock in the morning. So we evacuated shortly after that, and we found out that somebody had pulled an alarm. And so then again, after I had testified on a bill that I filed around 2:10, it went off again. So, you know, we were kind of wandering out of the building again. I don't know, somebody must have pulled it again. But it got pretty serious once we were outside, and they told us to get away from the building. So we had to go across the street and down the street, and then all the fire trucks started coming. So we knew it was something serious at that point. And then probably around 4 o'clock, they said we weren't going to be able to go back in the building. And, of course, a lot of people didn't have keys to cars or medicine and all that, so people were trying to find ways to get home and all that. So we were able to get a ride home, got back into town around 6:30, and I'll go back to the State House at some point this week to get my car.
Now, is there any idea how long this closure could last?
They don't, Dan, but carbon monoxide, as you know, is pretty dangerous, and it takes some time to dissipate. It's a big building, so they're doing all they can today. They closed today, as you reported. My guess is it may close tomorrow, too, but they won't open it up until it's safe, so we'll have to wait and see.
Alrighty, so now on to House Bill 3982, which includes aid for struggling hospitals.
Yeah, so we passed a supplemental bill that Governor Healey gave to us in the House last week, and it includes hundreds of millions of dollars, $180 million to assist really fiscally strained hospitals. There's 91 million paid hospitals that are eligible for Medicaid supplement payments, another 58 million for nonprofits, hospitals, and those that have high percentage of Medicaid patients, and the 30 million for acute care hospitals that demonstrate some significant financial costs.
And there are also changes in the hiring process for school nurses.
Yeah, during COVID, as you know, a lot of nurses retired. We had a nurse shortage before COVID, but then during COVID, a lot retired, and we're still struggling to find nurses in healthcare all around, but particularly in schools as well. So the Commissioner of Education, you have to get a certificate to be a nurse at a school, but they're waiving that certificate requirement again this year, this coming year as well, to make it easier for schools to hire nurses.
All righty. Well, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.